This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Welcome, everyone. So we want to discuss today the Haftorah of the seventh day of Pesach, Vayedaber David LaHashem, the Shira of David, that has 51 psukim. It comes from Shmuel Beis, Perek Chaf Beis. We lay in the whole Shmuel Beis, Perek Chaf Beis. And in the 51st pasuk, we have the pasuk, Migdol Yeshua Yismal Koi V'yosech Chesed L'mshicha L'davro Zari Adoylam. The obvious connection to the seventh day of Pesach is the same way that Moshe and Bnei Yisrael sang when the sea split. Likewise, so did David upon his salvation. Now we know there's this custom that we have. At the end of Berachas Hamazon, we say a pasuk at the end of the benching. And in almost all Siddurim, it says during the week you say, Magdil Yeshua Yismal Koi V'yosech Chesed L'mshichai. And on Shabbos, and in some Siddurim it says Shabbos and Yom Tov, and in some Siddurim it says Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh, you say Migdol Yeshua Yismal Koi. So where in the world does this come from, that during the week you pronounce it one way, and on Shabbos you pronounce it like during the week, pronounce it like a litvak, and on Shabbos you should pronounce it chassid, like, what's that all about? Well, the obvious reason is there are two psukim in Tanakh, and in these two psukim there are two variant spellings and pronunciations. And that is in Shmuel Beis, what we lay in on the seventh day of Pesach, we say Migdol Yeshua Yismalkai. Now the truth is it's spelled Magdil, Mem Gimel Dalad Yud Lamed. And it's read Migdol. Migdol. What does Migdol mean? A tower. Migdol Yeshua Yismalkai, a tower of salvation, his king. And on Tehillim, which is a Perak Yurches, and conveniently, Perak Yurches also has 51 psukim, as the Shmuel Beis, Perak Chav Beis. So, to match up the two Shirais, which there are a number of discrepancies between the two Shirais, it's very easy to match them up because they have the same pasuk system. They both have 51 psukim. There it says, Magdil, spelled Chaser, Mem Gimel Dalet Lamed. So, just because there are two spellings, one in Shmuel, one in Tehillim, why would that mean that during the week we should read the pasuk from Tehillim and on Shabbos read the pasuk from Shmuel? Okay, I understand there are two spellings, but what does the way it's spelled in Shmuel got to do with Shabbos, and what does the way it's written in Tehillim got to do with the week? So the Avudraham, Rav David Avudraham, writes a tremendous tradition that he has. He says, V'kibalti, this is in Hilchos Brachos, on page Shin Samaches, V'kibalti miravoisai, I have a tradition from my rabbeim, that on Shabbos you say Migdol with a Vav, and you say during the week Magdil with a Yod. Why? Meaning that's the tradition. So, you know, we don't even have to give a reason. That's a tradition in Klal Yisrael. We just do it. But if you want to know a reason for it, he says, V'nirali atam, I'll provide my own reason. Because on Shabbos, Hu Melech Gadol Keneged Achol, relative to the weekday, God is a big king as compared to on Shabbos, Hashem is a great king compared to the week. Migdol is Malay. Migdol is Malay with a Vav. And a Cholam with a Vav is a Melech Gadol. Magdil is Chaser Yud. And a Chirik without a Yud is a Melech Katan. Meaning, a Cholam is a big king. It denotes greatness. A Chirik without a Yud is a small king. So therefore, on Shabbos, when God is great and big, so we say Migdol. During the week, where God is small, we say Magdil. That's one reason. Reason number two, Va'oid. Another reason. Magdil is in Tehillim. And David was not a Melech yet. When he wrote Tehillim, he was not a Melech yet. And Migdol is in Nevi'im, and he was already a Melech. Okay? So Rav David Cohen of the Beis Knesset, Gvul Yavetz, he asks, now what does that Avudraham mean that in Tehillim, David was not a king yet, and Nevi'im he was? Both Shirois he sang, both are a description of the exact same Shira, and that is on the day that Hashem saved him, Mikaf Kal Oivav Umiyad Shaul. So why would we say that the song of Tehillim was before he became the king, and the song in Shmuel was after he became the king. Okay, so that's, again, that's what we're dealing with for those who are joining us now. We want to know what the custom of saying Magdil during the week, and Migdal on Shabbos, Magdil comes from Shmuel Beis, Migdal comes from, Magdil comes from Tehillim, Migdal comes from Shmuel Beis, and Avujaham says that Migdal refers to God as a great king, Magdil as a smaller king, more appropriate for the week, and appropriate for before David became the Melech, but is that in fact the case? Because after all, both were said at the exact same time. So in the Siddur, Tzuloisa de Avraham, he brings as follows. Siddur Tzuloisa de Avraham is a very important commentary on the Siddur. He quotes from the Pre-Megadim, who wrote a kuntres called Nayam Begadim. He brings, in the name of the Gra, that the Gemara says in Shabbos, is a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says you don't read Ksuvim Shabbos. The Gemara says you don't read Ksuvim Shabbos afternoon. Why? Because the Rav gives a shir in Halacha, and Halacha is more important than Ksuvim. So if you learn Ksuvim, Hariza almost Meschayiv ben Avshay. Not to go to the Rabbi's shir. You know, people want to read, you know, Mishle, people want to read lighter material. Therefore, you don't read Ksuvim on Shabbos. Ah! Now this explains the Magdil-Migdal controversy. Since during the week, we could say from Tehillim, Magdil Yishois Malka, there's no restriction of saying Ksuvim on Shabbos. But when it comes to Shabbos, we can't say Magdil because we can't say Tehillim, because Tehillim is from Ksuvim. So therefore we read Nevi'im, we say Migdal Yishois Malka. That is the explanation that is said over in the name of the Gra. And the Prima Gadam has a kasha. You don't say Tehillim on Shabbos. The entire corpus of Psukah de Zimra is from Tehillim. I would also ask, that would only explain why you say Migdal by Shalashudas, but there's no restriction of Tehillim Shabbos, of Ksuvim Shabbos morning or Friday night. So how would this be an explanation for Migdal throughout Shabbos? Also, there's no restriction of Ksuvim on Yom Tif. Why would you say Migdal on Yom Tif? But this is some type of report from the Gra or from someone that the reason why we say Migdal on Shabbos is because we have restrictions as to reading Ksuvim on Shabbos, and therefore instead of Tehillim, we read Shmuel. Now it's interesting, what does Rosh Chodesh got to do with it? You know, where does Rosh Chodesh come from? So there is an amazing Elia Rabbah. The Elia Rabbah says that Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh are like Shabbos, and there's a remez. Chodesh v'Shabbos k'roi mikra. I believe it's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. I think it's the Haftarah of Tisha B'Av. But the pasuk means like this. Chodesh v'Shabbos, Chodesh v'Shabbos k'roi mikra. Read what is called mikra. Nevi'im is called mikra, and Ksuvim is not called Mikra. So therefore on Shabbos we say Migdal because we're adjourned to read Mikra. We're recommended to read Mikra as opposed to Ksuvim. Okay, so far we have two approaches. We have the Avudraham, who suggests that on Shabbos Hashem is a greater king, and David was already a king in Shmuel, and therefore we say on Shabbos we read Shmuel. Shmuel Beis, and in Tehillim, and during the week we read Tehillim because during the week Hashem is a smaller king, and therefore we read the pasuk of Magdal. That's the approach of the Avudraham. The Gra is reputed to have said that since on Shabbos we don't read Ksuvim, we say a Migdal from Shmuel, and during the week that we could say Tehillim, we say Magdal. The Makar Baruch, which is the autobiography of the Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, the son of the Aruch HaShulchan, has a sort of an ingenious way to explain the Magdil-Migdal controversy. It's so ingenious that most say that it's wrong. And Stam, you should know historically that even though Makar Baruch was a great Talmud Chacham, many things that he says we do not accept. And this is probably one of them. It's unclear why we don't accept it, but you'll hear in a minute. The Makar Baruch, again, was the son of the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, our minog is in Berachas HaMazon to say Magdil, from Shmuel Beis, and in Tehillim we say, Magdil during the week, and Migdal on Shabbos. And no matter how hard the Mefarshim try to explain what's the difference between Magdal and Migdal, they don't really give a good reason, why a compelling reason that why we should say Magdal during the week of Migdal and Shabbos. The Magen Avraham quotes Avudraham, and the Makar Baruch doesn't accept that. He says you have to say Shabbos is Melech al Kol Sharei Yimei Hashvua, like Mekubalim say. That's how we say on Tefillah Shabbos, Yismechu b'malchuscha Shomer Shabbos. And what does it mean, Melech Gadol Melech Katan? It's interesting. You know, in Diktuk, there are different kinds of Nekudais. There's a Melech and there's a Mesharis. So a Choylam is a Melech, is a Tnua Gedoyla. And a chirik without a yud is a masharis, is a tenua katana. So a choylam migdal is a melech, and magdil without a yud is a masharis. But says the Makar Baruch, this is a very weak reason. If that would be the case, then we should change a lot of words from Shabbos to. And during the week, there should be a lot of discrepancies between the Shabbos davening and the weekday davening. If a choylam is a melech and a chirik without a yud is a mesharis, then that should make variances throughout the davening. So says the Makar Baruch, as he oft was off to do, this is all a matter of amaratzos. The whole Migdal Magdal controversy is amaratzos. Somebody once asked, amaratzos, what's that? Exactly. So, how is this? This is all the amaratzos of the printer. People always say, but it says in the Siddur, it says in this, it says in that. Okay, good. You know what that's worth. It's all amaratzos of the printer. How does it go? It goes as follows. It all came from printers misreading Rashi Tevos, who had no idea what the Rashi Tevos stood for, and they invented a new religion based on misreading the Rashi Tevos. So it goes like this. The pasuk Magdil Yishois Malkai is in Tehillim. There it says Magdil. It also appears in Shmuel Beis. And there it says Migdal. So there are many differences from Nevi'im to Ksuvim. Okay. Now in Berachas HaMazon, it said Magdil from Tehillim. Why? Because the main place where this appears is in Tehillim, Perek Chav Beis, among the other praises of David. Now, one of the brilliant printers went ahead and said, say Magdil, but by the way, Shin Beis Migdal. You know what Shin Beis stood for? Shin Beis stood for Shmuel Beis. That's what the printer meant. The printer was just pointing out that you read Magdil, and by the way, Shin Beis Migdal. In Shmuel Beis, it's spelled Migdal. That's how it began. He wanted you to know that it's spelled differently. So look, he wrote Eitzel Magdil Yishos Magoy Bishin Beis Migdal. His intention was in Shmuel Beis it's Migdal. So you should know. Now you know we know that in the Nevi'im, some of the books that are bigger, there's Aleph and Beis. There's Malachim Aleph, Malachim Beis, Divrei Yamim Aleph, Divrei Yamim Beis. Why Chelek Rishon and Chelek Sheni? Then the next generation of printers said, "Oh, Shin Beis Shabbos." During the week you say Magdil, and Shin Beis Shabbos you say Migdal. Ki Amilas b'Shin Beis Migdal b'Shabbos Shabbos Migdal. And then he said, "Well, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tiv? So we'll make it Shabbos Yom Tiv, and we'll throw in Rosh Chodesh as well." And therefore he wrote Al Yad Meforsh b'Shabbos Migdal, and that's where this whole mistake come from. Of course you say Magdil always. You always say Magdil. You want to say Migdal? You could be an Amma Aretz, says the Torah Tmima. But Migdal is from Shmuel Beis, not Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh. So what do we see from here? There's no difference between Magdal and Migdal. You say Magdal, like it says in Tehillim. If you want to say Migdal, say Migdal. There's no difference. But to say Magdal during the week and Migdal on Shabbos is just plain being an ignoramus. So I asked my father, I asked Aruch HaShulchan, what do you say about my explanation? He says, it's so beautiful, it's so beloved, it's so chaviva. It opens up the mind. The only thing is, you can't make changes in Klal Yisrael. We don't chadash asar minat Torah. You can't change things. But you're right. It's all amaratzas. People make the whole religion. Their whole yadus is based on Magdal and Migdal, and it was all invented by a dumb printer. The first it said Magdal. Shin Beis stood for Shabbos. Shin Beis stood for Shmuel Beis. What? Migdal, Shmuel Beis Migdal. And then the next printer thought Shin Beis stood for Shabbos. But most Talmid Chachamim do not accept this conjecture of the Tar Tamima, and they say it's completely wrong for the following reason, and that is Shmuel Beis, Malachim Beis, and Divrei Hayamim Beis are not of Jewish origin. We do not accept that there are two Svarim of Malachim, or two Svarim of Shmuel, and two Svarim of Divrei Hayam. There's one Shmuel, one Malachim. Where does Shmuel Aleph come from? Shmuel Beis, Malachim Aleph comes from the King James edition of the Bible. But our tradition is there are no Prakim. Prakim is not a Jewish invention. We don't use Prakim. Prakim is not accepted. Prakim were invented by the Christian printers. Shmuel Aleph, Malachim Aleph, Divrei Hayam Aleph were invented by the Christians. So Rav David Cohen in his Haggadah, I saw in Rav Yisrael Reisman Sefer also, they say that the Tar Tamim was wrong about this. There are a number of things he makes similar conjectures, and the reason is, this is not of Jewish origin, Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis, Malachim Aleph, Malachim Aleph. Now, it could be that this error crept in after, so to speak, we adopted Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel Beis. But they don't think that's tenable. And Rav David Cohen says, V'hashem number 10, V'hasharazu ta'asi b'yadai. This is just a mistake. Until Tanakh was published through the Goyim, and they published it in this way. And we have no choice. The only reason we use it is out of convenience, to be able to locate things easier. But before the printing of Tanakh, it was not found in any source. Meaning this minhag of, apparently what they mean is, this minhag of Magdal Migdal preceded the printing of the Talmud. Of the Bible. Now, when was the Bible printed?
1492?
No. In the 40s. You know, the printing press was... Yeah.
Okay,
so the Avodraham, in other words, the custom of Magdal and Migdal preceded the publishing of the Bible. So to say that it crept in from Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel Beis is a mistake. Maintain most opinions. So Rav David Cohen has a very interesting possibility for why we say Magdal during the week and Migdal on Shabbos, based on a Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara says like this, that David HaMelech is known as Adinai HaAtzani, because when he sat and was Oisik in Torah, he made himself soft like a worm. But when he went out to war, he made himself hard like wood. How's that? David HaMelech was able to shoot an arrow and kill 800 people in one shot. Not 799, 800 people. David HaMelech was so powerful. During the Beis Medrash, he was an aide de la mensch. He was very humble. He was very soft. In the battlefield, he was, don't mess with him. He could knock off 800 in one shot. And he even moaned, and, oi, I'm such a weakling, because the Torah says, Echa Yerdoif Echad. Elef, that when Klal Yisrael is betekifus, one person can knock off 1,000. David said, I'm such a weakling, I can only knock off 800. David HaMelech was misaneach on the 200 that he couldn't knock off. Like it says, Echa Yerdoif Echad Elef. So Abbas called, cried out and said, David, it's your own fault. Rak bedvar Uriah hachiti. Because you sinned in the matter of Uriah, so your power was diminished and you can only knock off 800. Meaning, that means before David sinned, how many could he knock off? 1,000. Comes the Gra. The Gra says, Rashi explains, because of the sin of Uriah Hiti, 200, he lost the capacity to kill another 200 people. So the Gra wants to know, how does Rashi know that it was taken away from him? Maybe it was never given to him. So the Gra has an interesting diuk. How many psukim are in Parak Chaf Beis of Tehillim in the Shira of David? 51. How many psukim in Shmuel Beis Parak Chaf Beis? in the Shira of David, 51. So in the 51st pasuk by both, it says Magdil in Tehillim and Migdol in Shmuel Beis. If you look in the 44th pasuk of these respective Shirais, it says Vatifalteni Merive Ami Tishmireni Leroish Goyim Amlo Yadati Avduni. And in Tehillim, David HaMelech says Tifalateni Merive Am Tisimeni Leroish Goyim Amlo Yadati Avduni. So in Shmuel, David says Tishmireni. And in Tehillim, he says Tisimeni.
There's some missing above.
What?
The first word.
Yeah.
Above is
yeah, we're not going to focus on that right now. I'm sure there's a reason for that. We're going to focus on Tishmereni and Tissimeni. Says the Gra, what's the difference between Tishmereni and Tissimeni? There's only one difference. Aresh. What's the gematria of Tissimeni? 800. What's the gematria of Tishmereni?
1,000.
Shmuel Beis was before the Chet. Before the Chet, he can knock off 1,000 people. Tehillim is after the Chet. After the Chet, he can only knock off 100. Now this, 800. So this gematria obviously is learning that the word Tisimeni is spelled Chaser without the Yod, but okay. So says the Grav, Tzarch Leimer Hatam, Ki Hashira Haksuva B'Shmuel Amar Koidim HaChet B'Dvar Or Yachiti. Therefore he says Tishmereni, which is 1,000, Elef. Because then he was able to call 1,000 one time. But the Shira and Tehillim was after the Chet. Therefore he says, Tesimeni, without a Resh, Gematria 800. So comes of David Kayin, and he says it comes out as follows. Contrary to the Avodraham, that Magdil in Tehillim was said before he was king, and Migdal in Shmuel was after he became king, just the opposite. Shmuel was said before the Chet of Oriah HaChiti. And Tehillim was said after the Chet. Tehillim was said after the Chet. Ah. So it comes out like this. He says, Shmuel was said before the Chet, Tishmereni, 1,000. Tehillim was said after the Chet. Now we could ask on the Gra, the same Kasha, didn't he sing both Shiros at the same time? So it says of David Kohen, there's a concept that on Shabbos, Shabbos is the day without chet. Shabbos, there's no chet. It's Me'ein Yom Shekulei Shabbos. That's the day that Adam HaRishon sang Mizmar Sheliyam HaShabbos. It's interesting. When we say Marav Friday night, do we say V'hurachum? No, why not? Because Friday night, there's no Avayin. There's no Avayin. By the way, the Shlach HaKadosh says when you say Hoidu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Lam Chastai Shabbos morning, you skip the pasuk. V'hurachum Michaper Avayin V'lo Yashches. Interestingly, we do say it in Yehi Chavayit, but somebody, a friend of mine, sent me a message that in Stalin they take it out of Yehi Chavayit as well. They don't say V'hurachum. Shabbos is considered B'loi Chet. Now, even though this does not apply to Yom Tov, it could be they equated Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh. So the pshat is like this. Shmuel Be'ez was the song David sang on Shabbos. Shabbos is a Yom without Chet. On Shabbos, David says, Tishmereni, I can knock off 1,000. Shabbos is the day that we are free of sin. We don't say B'hurachem Yichaper Avayin. Therefore, on Shabbos, we say Migdal, as opposed to during the week. During the week is Tisimeni. During the week is Bechet. During the week is B'dvar Uriah HaChiti. And therefore, during the week, we say Magdil. By the way, Rav David Kohen points out that there's another discrepancy between the Shira and Shmuel and the Shira and Tehillim. In a Tanakh, in the way the Shira is written in Shmuel, it's written Ariach Agave Levena, a half a brick on a whole brick, the way the Oz Yashir is written. That's a real Shira in all of its glory. Why? Because this is the Shira without Chet. As opposed to the way it's written in Tehillim, according to some additions, it's written just regularly because this Shira was Nifgam because it's Bechet. Anyway, so these are three possibilities in Magdil Migdal. We have actually four possibilities. We have the Avudraham, that Shabbos Hashem is a great king as opposed to relative to during the week. We have the approach of the Gra, quoted by the Prima Gadim, Then on Shabbos, we don't say ksuvim. We have the approach of the Torah Tmima that this was invented by mistaken printers. And then we have the approach of David Cohen that the Shira of Tehillim was Bechet, and therefore it's for the week. And the Shira of Shmuel Beis is Belichet, and therefore it's reserved for Shabbos. Wishing everyone an amazing day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.